USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is meeting with several small business owners to talk about the state of the economy for small businesses. The president once again criticizing the Republicans' tax plan and the impact it could have on small businesses.
Republican plan led by Senator Rick Scott of Florida, chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, would tax half of our small business owners an extra $1,200 a year on average. Not only do they oppose making big corporations pay their fair share, they want middle-class families and small business owners to pay more.
The senator defending his plan, telling an audience at a Heritage Foundation event last month, Democrats are lying about the plan. Menthol cigarettes may soon be banned by the FDA. The agency hoping the banning of the product will help more smokers quit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Google is taking requests to remove search results with personal information. The search result engine now has a form users can submit to hide pages that show information such as phone numbers, home addresses, or personal images. However, results won't automatically be removed. Requests must be considered, and there must be an explicit or implicit threat of abuse for it to go through. Marine veteran Trevor Reed, who was part of a prisoner exchange between Russia and the United States, is back on American soil. His mother, Paula, says this is an answer to her prayers.
And they said something might be occurring this week, and I said, am I going to have a happy Mother's Day? And they go, well, we can't say, but just, you know, be ready. So, yes, it's a perfect Mother's Day.
A plane carrying Reed landed at San Antonio Air Force Base just after midnight. A small welcoming party was there to greet him. Reed is now getting checked over at Brook Army Medical Center. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The U.S. economy shrinks for the first time in nearly 2 years.
The U.S. economy took a turn backwards in the first 3 months of this year. The Commerce Department on Thursday reported the gross domestic product shrank by 1.4%. Experts were expecting a small growth. Chris Zaccarelli, Chief Investment Officer of the Independent Advisor Alliance, says the economy isn't as strong as we all thought. Chris on Barnes Capital Group podcast on Tuesday.
But there was a smaller group of people, of which, you know, I was in that camp even a year ago, that were concerned that there was so much money printing as well as fiscal stimulus in terms of the federal government putting a lot of money into the hands of consumers, that ultimately all that money would eventually cause an inflation problem.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Congressional Democrats are making moves on lowering gas prices. Without proof, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accuses oil companies of manipulation of oil markets during this time of soaring gas prices.
They've made over $200 billion in profits, but they are hoarding the windfall while keeping prices high for people at the pump.
Pelosi adding she's no fan of a federal gas tax holiday. One person in the Phoenix, Arizona suburb of Gilbert is $473 million richer after winning the Powerball on Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.